In Hauken, in the office in Hauken. No, that's not his hat.
Who is?
He wears a receiver.
Shh.
He's
So I'd like to begin with a little chiddush. Well, the chiddush is big. It's a very big kitzur, something which I saw for the first time this year. That can't fully explain it, but to me it was a great chiddush. I'd like to share with you other rabbis. Maybe we can come up with some ideas why to explain this chiddush. Parshas Bo begins with the Makas Arve, Choshech, and Makas Bukhair. It's the last three of the Eser Makas. And the Torah Kedoshah begins, V'yem Hashem Moshe Boi El Paroi, Ki Ani Echpadti Es Liboi Ves Leiv Avodov. I've hardened his heart, him and his Avodim, to show, and we should, seems to be a part of our Sipyus is Mitzrayim, to relate to our children, how the Ribbono Shel Olam made a mockery of Mitzrayim, all about the various noifsim, Yidatim ki ani Hashem. No mention whatsoever of which Makkah is about to come. The Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. No zeicher lechayira of any makar at all. Vayove Moshe ve'Aaron el Paroi. Vayim reila koyam Hashem lekehir. The Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Hakoyim go to Paroi. Koyam Hashem lekehirim. Why are you being so stubborn? Ki imoy nato leshalech is ami. Hineni maybe mocha arbe bigvolecha. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi arbe is on its way. And the Rishonim busy themselves with how did Moshe Rabbeinu know? There is no mention. All the other Makkas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe and Aaron exactly what's coming. What is Dom Tzvah there clearly? Here there's no Zeicher, there's no mention. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not tell Moshe Rabbeinu L'chayra what's happening. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu know about Makkas Arve? So the Ramban, Rashi doesn't talk about this, I don't think. Ramban does have the problem, and the Ramban says that even though the Torah doesn't tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Makkas Arve, we should know he was. The Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is Mekatzer. Sometimes why in Makkas Arve the Torah was Mekatzer and left out such an important detail? Ramban has his Mahalach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, the Torah doesn't actually tell us. We hear from the repeat later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are talking to Paroi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have told him, otherwise he wouldn't have known. As I state in Ramban, other Rishonim say he worked it out from the stick. The Tzach Adash Va'acha, Aleph had to mean Arbe, what else could it have meant? I don't quite mean that, but as I stated in the Ramban, or is it the Rosh? Das Kain, not Ramban, Das Kainim, that Moshe Rabbeinu worked out from the stick. They're not so happy with that pshat, so they say a different pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu worked it out, Uleman to Saper Ba'ozne Bincho, in Sefer Yoel, in connection with Makkas Arve, the word Saper is used. Moshe Rabbeinu made his own Gzeirah Shoveh, must be Saper to Saper, must be it's Makkas Arve on the way. Various Pshatim in the Rishonim, how to understand what happened here. Did he know, did he not know? B'chassidim Zogman Boy El Paroi, the letters Beis and Aleph, He put them into Paray, changed the fe of Paray with the base, and the ayin of Paray with an aleph. You have arba mixed around a little bit. You have arba various protein. Adkan are well more sort of the accepted protein, the known protein. This week I saw a chiddush neira b'shteit chasam sefer. Anybody less the chasayfa, I don't think I'll be able to repeat it. But chasayli chasam sefer zok tachiddush. It's worth repeating. Doesn't explain it. As when it came to Machas Arba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you can choose. You choose. I'll read you out, it's such a chiddush, I'll read you out the words. Luli de Mistapina, Zot the Chasam Sefer, Abba Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Oma Le Moshe Shum Maka. Didn't tell him what's about to come. Mayaka, Ela Zot El Nosan Le Rishus Le Moshe Rabbeinu, Papa Mazois, Masha Yirtze. You choose, and I Rabbeinu Shem Kavyocha Lushal too. Because both Yemali Rots in Avodov, but Soso Yashlim. As I say, he doesn't explain why it should be that way. It might possibly be connected to the fact there is a Biskarov. Biskarov points out that when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Paro, he says to him, Koyam Hashem Elekei Ibrim Ad Mosai Me'anto Le'onos Miponai. The Miskarov says that when it came to Makas Arba, my Paro was being punished on a different level now, a different point, because the Rambam says that a person receives nisyonos, oinshim, difficulty, struggles, Makadosh Baruch Hu, usually he's sending him messages. And if a person is in action, and he says, it's a mikra, it's the this and it's that, of course, but it's not something personal, that's derech zachzorius, and you're going to get punished for the mere fact that you're not taking the message. When it came to Makas Arba, the Rebbeinu was punishing besides what he had done to Klal Yisrael, and besides what to get Klal Yisrael out of Mizraim, Poshe for being in action, and not some antos. Maybe it's a different type of Oynish. Mele Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't necessarily have to be Midah connected Midah. I'm not sure. But the Chiddush of Chasam Sofer is very great that the came to Makas Arba, Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to choose the Makkah, and Moshe Rabbeinu, for whatever reason, maybe he saw the Yekosh Bocha used the word Tesaper, so he made up that maybe that's the best Makkah, whatever reason, Moshe Rabbeinu chose it. According to Chasam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu was not like the Rishonim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who decided which Makkah to give. Okay, just push it. The Chiddush was so exciting to me, I felt I had to start off with that. Now, Rabbeinu, I'd like to move over to a posuk in Kapitel Yud Aleph, posuk Beis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Oid nega echod ovi al pari. One more nega ovi al pari, on Mitzrayim, achrei chein yishalach eschem izem. Dabeir no ba'ozne ha'om. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, please speak to Ozneom, v'yishalu ish me'yisre'ehu, v'isho me'yisuhusa, a borrow for the Rechush Godol, we have to borrow klei kesef u'klei zov. So Rashi says, Daber no, ein no aloshem bakosha, bakosha mimcho esim haka, Rabbeinu Shem requested very start from Moshe Rabbeinu that he should ask Klal Yisroel, shlo yoyim ma'oysa tzadik, the Oysa Tzaddik Avraham should not come with a complaint, with a taina, Bavodum vino Oysam Kaimboim. That you fulfill B'ma'adrin. That's what Klai saw, years and years of terribly Shver Golos Nebuch. V'achreche yeitzu b'chush godoy loy Kaimboim. You didn't fulfill it. Those are the words of Rashi, famous words of Rashi, and obviously they are difficult to understand. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises something, then he doesn't need Avraham Avinu to come with a complaint. Nothing to do with it. But Avraham Avinu does complain, doesn't complain, does come on behalf of Klal Yisrael begging for the Rechush Godel. What's that to done? Rechush Godel, L'chayra Posh Tekasha. Everybody, well, this is Rashi more or less asked it, the Proshas Derochim, asked the Kasha, the Mishnah Melech. Akoishi Mefursim, he said. The Kasha is obvious, Mefursim. Loma Leile Tama Shilayoyma is a Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omav Leseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahus, a symbol of Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, what's the Shiloh, Shloyoy Moise Tzadik. So, there are many Tzirutzim, one of them is the Teretz set over by the Birnis Naibishitz in Yaros Tevash, that the Ikar Rechush Godel was the Torah. Yeah, Rechush Godel, that's the, our real Rechush Godel Klarisol is the Torah, as I state in Birnis Naibishitz, that the Rechush Godel is Matan Torah, of the Moshe, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Klarisol, Avraham Avinu will not have a Taina, because Avodim, you know, so they felt it physically, the whip on their back. It was again something which they can they and their Madrig Vishman Kaiser left Mitzrayim, they weren't quiet, they weren't on, they were Mimta Shari Tuma. There's something which they will let their Chush God with Ahmad Zigam. Okay. That's, as I say, that's one of the toots. I'd like to discuss a little bit the Gaon's Teretz. The Gaon's Teretz also, I think perhaps others say it too, but the Gaon, it's brought down Mashem Agro in the Seferim Renoyim Mamsatus Brochus. He brings us down. It's in the Kol Eliyahu. It's brought that Avadai. The Gaon says like this: Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give the Rechush Godel. You have nothing to do with Avraham Avinu requesting it. Avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tugazokt. But the Avtocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rechush Godel b'shas the business ayom. The Rechush Godel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to in the Achrech and Yetzu Rechush Godel, what Klali saw had, they had this huge Rechush. And Chazal said, God will be this ayom, that was even greater than what Klali Yisrael got in Mitzrayim. Right? But Shlayoimoi said, Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Avraham Avinu to say, they're now leaving Mitzrayim, and they should have delayed, they're missing out. Shlayoimoi said, Tzadik. So this is an extra. According to the Gaon is learning this, what the bizzle they got, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, was actually, because that was not the main kavona of Achrechen Yitzim Chush Gaon. Achrechen Yitzim Chush Gaon, the given Shpetzah B'shas Bizzim, that was the key. Emes Avudram points out, he in the Haggadah, Ilu Horagas B'chereyem, V'loi Nosan Lonu Es Momoinom Dayenu. And he saw him even he understands all these dayenus are things that Rebbeinu Shem did extra over and above that he didn't have to do. According to the Gros, is very moving. Rebbeinu Shem refers to the extras of giving b'shas yisis mitzrayim. That's how one can learn b'shat. But perhaps one can understand the Gaon on a little bit, be mamik a little bit, understand the Gaon a little bit more. The Haftocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shas Ebris Bein Absorim, Yodoy Ateda, Ki Gerir Yiriz Aracho B'Eretz Le'Elohem, Avodu Mino Yisum Achrei Chein Yitzu B'Chush Godel. There's a very important word here. Is Yodoy Ateda Ki Gerir Yiriz Aracho. There was a T'nai here in the whole Olech Yelech that Klal Yisrael have to be, will get, will have promises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they are Zaracho. And Zaracho of Avraham Avinu didn't stop any physical offspring of Avraham Avinu. To be zeichet, to be called Zaracho of Avraham Avinu, that is expected a certain standard. The Rambam writes that as Avraham Avinu was the one who discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he taught the world the Munen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no other Yedias Hashem about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody who's not of that ilk, not believing in that, he doesn't have that. He's not deserving of the title of Zarach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they were over the Avodah Zarah. They turned their back on Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ever since we know this, you saw it from davening on Rosh Hashanah, as the Shulchan Aruch paskens in the Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph. That we don't have to say in Zichronus, towards the end of Zichronus, Vakedas Yitzchok Lezare Shel Yaakov Tizkoy. So we don't have to mention Zare Shel Yaakov. We take most Nuskos leave it out, because one doesn't have to exclude. It's a move of mail of its portion. Lezare Vakedas Yitzchok Lezare. You can only clearly so have a zchus to be called Zare Shel Yitzchok. People are foreign, carrying on the mahalach, the life of Yitzchok Avinu. People Zare Shel Esav. That's portion it. That doesn't belong. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, who was so steeped in Avodah Zarah, they lost a little bit. That's supposed to be called Zarachov from Avraham Avinu. No, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, when it came shortly before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, when they were They shechted the seh, which was the avodah zarah of the Mitzrayim. That was their call. Pesach they were meisa nefesh to follow Ratzon Hashem. Mishchu ukuchu lachem. Yeah, this week's parasha. Mishchu leave. Mechilta says mishchu means Rashi brings it means detach yourself from avodah zarah. Ukuchu lachem. And then Klal Yisrael suddenly start going back into following, becoming zarah from. And they took the Korban Pesach, and the smell of the Korban Pesach went around the whole of Mitzrayim. It was like about Mrs. Nevesh. Klal Yisrael were doing in order to follow the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Moshe Rabbeinu had told. They took it, and they had a tzliyesh. They burnt it. The Bnei Yisrael right, and with burning the Korban Pesach, they were mekayim psilei Eloyeihem tisrufum ba'esh. They were burning that with the zora of the Mitzrayim. So that way, it was at Avraham Avinu. This is the thinking of Avraham Avinu. Ibazoi Klal Yisrael now have a right to the Rechush Godol, because through their doing what they've done, bringing the Korban Pesach and being Moisei Nefesh, bringing 4 days before that, before Pesach, and they've been Moisei Nefesh, and Moisei Klal Yisrael are back and fully entitled to be considered the Zaracho from Avraham Avinu. That was the thinking of Avraham Avinu. Mel Avraham Avinu would have come forward and tainered, I was saying, Daf Megemna, a Rechush Godol for my kinder Eichet. No, the British and had a different machshav here, because Vinish Vik to detach oneself from the Zora was not a thing. We in last week's parasha it said the Pasuk says v'leishamu el Moshe mikoytzer ruach u'me'avoda kosha. So the question is, they couldn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, the Midrashim, is there such a thing as somebody comes along and tells you you're going to be taken out of Shibud, you're going to be taken out of prison, and he goes, but Shomuel Moshe didn't want to listen. You jump besimcha. The effect of the Medrash. No, Teretzim Avodah Kosha means Klal Yisrael were very, very orangutan in Avodah Zorah, and it wasn't so easy to let go. And therefore, even though they had brought the Korban Pesach, true, and the Mikhaim the Tzliyesh, Psilelem, Abavinishvi, that was done because Klal Yisrael could be, there was a mockum to say that Klal Yisrael had done that because they wanted to go out to Mitzrayim. At the end of the day, the Maisi wanted to go out to Mitzrayim, and that this was a precondition. So they gave their race, Mashiach the Korban Pesach, and Mavrek the Korban Pesach. So maybe they haven't fully proven their detachment from the Zohar and Gansen. Let's face it, when it came to the Yam Suf, what did the Malachim say? Halalo if they have Avodah Zorah. Halalo Avodah Zorah. If you've done tshuva, they've left Avodah Zorah. The Teretz is richtig. They've moved forward in a very big way. The detachment of Avodah Zorah wasn't complete. Oibazoi, the fully entitlement to Zaracho Eshenachnish. Or when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, and under no duress or anything, they stood there and said, "Zeh keli v'anvei," and they were shabeich the Rebbein Shloim, and they were fully by Aminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo. Yet, since they were originally the Zara, now they're completely attached from the Zara. Now they really deserve the Rovino galt the Mekenshin again, Mishas Megetaris to Mitzrayim of the Rebbein Shloim galt doch. I want to wait a little bit when they're fully, fully deserving to be entitled to be called Emes Arichti Gein Chavaram Avinu Zarach Chavaram Avinu Oibazel Rebbein Shem Kehal Tumadav Vahat Obak Shelo Yoyim Oisa Tzadik Ket Tzadik Chavaram Avinu Rebbein Shem Metzadach Gein by Yitzis Mitzrayim. But the real entitlement only perhaps came later on when they were across the Yamsu Magazin Shira Bayom Mekabel Lekusma Kodesh Boruch Hu in Gansen, and a total complete detachment from Avodah Zorah. In the parasha of Korban Pesach, Shet HaPosuk, you're going to bring a Korban Pesach, V'hoya lochem l'mishmeres ad arbo osayoyim l'chodesh. So Rashi says, l'mishmeres eloshem bikur, examine shetom bikur mimum arba yomim, 4 days in advance of bringing the Korban Pesach. Says the Rashi, "Mipnei ma hiktim lekichosay leshchitosay." Why was the lekicha taking 4 days beforehand? Mashaloi tziva came Pesach. Generally, Korban Pesach is not mechayev. One should take it 4 days in advance. Hayuramasya ben Chorash oime, hari oime ve'ever alayach misbiseses, ve'vinei at eizdoidim higia shvuah shenishbati lavrom. It's now the time has come to mekayim the shvur that I promised Avraham Avinu shegoel es bonov. V'loy hoyo beyodom mitzvois lisasik v'ayim k'tei shigol. They haven't done any mitzvahs. They need some mitzvahs. In order to be zeicher to Yetzias Mitzrayim, they need mitzvahs. Interesting. Although the time had come for the kiyum hashvur, one would have thought that perhaps that's enough. Oh, but the Christ of Doch needed the schus of mitzvahs. Shnem v'ata eirom v'erio. You're naked without mitzvahs. Nos alem shtei mitzvahs dam pesach v'dam mila shamolu bo'yse alayim. He gave him two mitzvahs. It says the Maya weighed words which are very, very familiar to us from the Seder night. Yeah? The mashmos from Rashi is, from this Chazal, from Rashi ben Chorosh, is that Klai Yisrael didn't have any schuyos. They were out. They didn't have anything. But l'chayre, that's a grisa chidush. First of all, we all know that Yisurim and Markim have been the same job. The person, the Klai Yisrael, were grisa by Yisurim. Yisurim, nem d'chamecha, people on the Kabul Yisurim, take Yisurim. That's the grace is chus for Klal Yisroel. Zweitens, we all know that Yidnu Metzionim, that they kept Shleshin Leshmom as a Shainom Malbushom, the Mekayim, the Avdel Eschem, the Kolamim, the Klal Yisroel kept themselves different. That was always, the Lechoy Roich in the grace is chus. Was it Midas Chus, the Lechdech Achrai, the Midbo, they were prepared to go, for the Kodesh Baruch, and the Lechoy Roich in the grace. We're talking about grace is chus here. Well, yeah, but they were prepared to do it. They haven't actually done it yet, richtig. And what about Schusovas? What is Schusovas? Ala Mashkoif, Ala Mezuzah, the Abram, Yitzchak Yanke, Schusovas. All this didn't seem to be enough. So it's all the Mefarshim say. And the Pshat is, we see from here, you see it, that with all these Schus that Klal Yisrael had, the Schus of Maisa Mitzvahs that was missing. And God them etzem zach ma'aseh mitzvahs as I think Chassid Levenstein once said, a person has all but he's about to put on tefillin and has mechav and taka and learned all the mesforim and midrashim and zayir hakodesh all about the nyonim of tefillin. Or be'elegnish can tefillin is like a kafta de lemona. He's not. We call it's a chelik of avada the nyonim and avada the machshava and the leiv that goes with all our mitzvahs. Avada is a very important hoysofer. But without Maisa mitzvah, Shibora Elekim Lasa, the way she wants our Maisa mitzvah, it's not good enough that we think about it and we have Kabbalah. But the Maisa mitzvah, in our Godel Shel Pesach, we say, V'hoye ki yomru aleichem b'neichem, mo avoyda azayis lochem. Which that is the shayla of the Rosh, the Ben Rosh, with the four sons, in our Godel Shel Pesach, mo avoyda azayis lochem. And we say to him, we talk to him, Hagashin, illo yesham lo yhoye nigo. And the pshat is the feet of a rain, because Yerushalmi says in Arabi Psochim that the question of in Halachadara, the question of the Ben Roshe is that I understand what's all this tirchah. He says I understand. I'm asking boyfin klali in a muna. He says mitzrayim dos fashteich. All this busyness with Pesach on the shvitz the malayt the machmid the matzos. Why is that all so important? And he believes the kol. He knows the boyfin shvitz the melkover. Because that one's so busy with all more avoid. Why are we so rich? Take time to show me. That's what the Ben Roshe is saying. So we say to me, Eloi Shalom Lo Yenigo. And besides, she's been saying, Klal Yisrael also, we're staying, we're growing a lot of schuyas to their credit. Oh, but they needed Maisa Mitzvah. And Maisa Mitzvah, Muzay, say that avoid the tefillah is avoid the shebelev. The tefillah is avoid the shebelev. Of a person, the ganze tefillah is belev, he doesn't say the words. Or to the shkizokim kishma, or to the shkidam kishma eses. The Maisa Mitzvah is extremely important. Avada medaf zulek in the house of the greatest neufen. But the Maisa Mitzvah is very important. Moshe Rabbeinu milon agol, for Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came to making the Mishkan. When he came to making the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, out of the state, that Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset, nistayash, he was not mishtatif in any of the Maisa. So Akadosh Baruch Hu said, you'll put up the Mishkan. Pashtelish, Moshe Rabbeinu has been involved in every area of Akomas HaMishkan. He was the teacher of Klal Yisrael how to do it. He was the Metzava. He was the Ikki person involved in everything. Well, the Teretz is Moshe Rabbeinu, richtig, but the actually being involved, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the etzem meisa mitzvah, which must not be mezalz in that very important yisoid, which L'chayra Rashi is bringing out here, with also Klaris, all the squeeze that Klaris so had, of a sedor, a chelik, a schus, from meisa mitzvah, doing the meises, that's also very important. Either Klaris had everything of an etzem, Kom Pesach, Dan Pesach, and the Dan Mila is a very important. You know, with Shtetach, we know in Parshas Vayera, state that all the Moshe, all the Meisim that Avraham Avinu was the crank. He didn't have any more crank than he was from his bris mila. Was he didn't have visitors. So the Moshe of Mshanigah and the Bria, Tema and Azahot, they came as our visitors. And every bit of Chesed that he did, Klaliyos were paid back in the midbar. And the one which he didn't do, but Meisa, Klaliyos also Sheva Elishliyah. Avraham Avinu did everything. He had Cheshbonis, what is called, and he wanted to Machanach his son Yishma. Of the Meisa Mitzvah from give me the water out there, Nishkaton, Shenishkaven wasn't the same, so Meili was given Ali Dijer, the Chashivas, that all importance of being involved physically in Meisa Mitzvahs, that's something which is very important, very sadistic, and that we see from the Heintiger Parasha. The Pasuk says, and Rashi from the Gemara says, "Kachasoyis halayla." But Shomer Moshe kachasoyis. The mashma somach loy, more or less. Oy lefonov, oy leachrof. But loy oma bachasoyis. Shema Yitu, that's the Nine Pari, maybe the stargaze of Pari, Yoim Moshe Badoi. The Moshe knew, the Moshe was going to do it bang on Chatzos. So Pari and his Stagninos might get it a little bit wrong. Moshe Badoi. What are they going to gain by saying Moshe Badoi? Teretz is, but they're going to say that. Well, you're right with all what's happening here. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a very high caliber magician. And Erkin Al's Talmud, don't tell me that's a shliach. The Moshe should get does things accurately. If this wasn't accurate, this is a half a minute or a minute or whatever early, so then it's not a Moshe, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Madaf Muslim is boiling down in what's going on here. They'd seen every single thing, message that Moshe Rabbeinu had brought from HaKadosh Baruch Hu had happened to the very, very last detail. The place was Tzolka Gedoyla, Ashein, the Gansmith's fire was one huge cemetery. People, there wasn't a house, there wasn't, they were all Avelim, they were all Onim. The place was absolute chaos. Of the Kenzacharis, Kriachin, Zogin, Moshe Badoy, because it's not Moshe. What difference does it make? Yisoid HaDvorim is, we see here, the obvious Yisoid, that's to give in and to admit that you're wrong. This is gosh, that's something which goes very, very hard. It goes against human nature. You believe something, you fight over something, and the end after giving, this is go, gosh, gosh, and therefore, that's the bring out a shade of eye from Paroi. You know, we're not Paroi's bad rotten midas. That doesn't quite show that's something which we have to be impressed, and that's something that influenced us and the b'shtreich to us. It was only a few weeks ago, was Parashas Vayechi, and there's a Peletika Zach, which pointed out by Shalom Shadron, same idea, this difficult middle of admitting that one is wrong, is something which is very, very good. Parry, the whole Mitzrayim is one grisa churban of Megitzach Nishnach, because it's not quite as you said, and therefore finished. Ich Moshe Badoi. It's beyond belief. Looks at Parry Mitzrayim. But in Parashas Vayechi, we have something very interesting. This points out by Sholom Shadron's Chayin Aroch. He says like this: Yaakov Avinu gives brachas to his children. Problem was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi get Ashlikah Musa. Reuven is Pachas Kamayim, and Shimon and Levi Kechomas Mecheresem. Said Maltov Enafshi. He's not so happy. Yehuda gets very nervous, so Yaakov Avinu calls him forward. Yehuda, Yotcha, Gur Ari Yehuda, Miteref Bini Olisa. What is Miteref Bini Olisa? Zot Rashi, Miteref Bini Olisa, I was choshed. You were involved in Mechiras Yosef. Aliso, Solatois Atzmacha. And you said, my bet's a kinare. Let's not leave him in the pit there. Let's sell him on. So Yehuda's been given here credit by our Yaakov Avinu. And he helped to save Yosef. Who was the main instigator to save Yosef's life?
Reuben.
Reuben. He, no mention, no akora of the godless of Reuben, that he stood firm and he didn't give it to what his brother was telling him. And my better kinaras, he said, Reuben did that. That's not mentioned. Only Yehuda, with terror of Bin Elisa, you said, you saved him. Why is Yehuda getting the credit to not Reuben? His answer is a very greasy sod, the feet of our age. He's like this. Reuven never was part of what the brother, he never believed. He never agreed that Yosef HaTzadik deserved to be killed. Could be he had a legacy because he knew he would have been the most blamed. I don't know. But Reuven never, Ramban says that before he passed the age, Reuven was never masking. He fought with his brothers. In the end, they weren't masking. He said, "Cholapos al tishpichu dam, don't kill him." So Reuven, he never believed. So there was a discussion there, and Reuven was never masking. Yehuda was part of it. Yehuda was part of it. Made a minion, included a Bnei Yishlaim, and Yehuda. And then, in the middle of it all, Yehuda chapped there's something wrong here, and he changed his mind. That was Yaakov's Venus spiders. You were there and you managed to change your mind in the middle of it all, person to backtrack and come out and to be agree, well, I made the mistake here. We're talking here from the gear, there's something wrong. That was Yaakov Venus spiders. So a person to admit that he's made a mistake and that he's wrong and he's a bonus left should consider Venus spiders. Reuben also, it was credit for Reuben for what he did about this Poshtazi. Oh, but that grace midah of b'moida le'emes that I've done wrong, I made a mistake, and the heat of it all was going on. I can't imagine what was going on. Shas ma'asim ha'alpishum ba'ha'agun avruda. Nei, ma'machim ba'agrisa tos, we've done it all wrong, we've got to change. That midah of b'moida emes was mezendo how fadom pari was of mezendo. It's even a midah that we have to work on. To a person to admit that he's done wrong. About kuponim kachay kach, Pare was told Kachatzos alive because of Behemis. It all happened from Chatzos onwards. I saw Kasha, one of the many Mehagodas that we have, Baruch Hashem, today. If so, why is it we find that a grace of Chelik could be according to others, the main Chelik, the Yikuvah Aloch of Sipitzis Mitzrayim, is all till Chatzos? Forget the real thing when it happened, and you see the Bechayit start at Chatzos. It all happened, the Gewaltige Macht Mechiras and all the Nisim and the Klal Yisrael and the Don. Why? And yet we, our main mitzvah is from Nacht till Chatzos. I'm not talking about Bizdam, it's not right. And again, right, it's Mechiras, can you do it? Why is it till then and not Mechiras? The main one should be from then. The Teretz HaPoshet is that Klal Yisrael on Leil, that night, till Chatzos, they were living on a Gewaltiger Madrega of Emunah. Nothing had happened. Nothing had changed. They haven't seen anything. They've been in Mitzrayim. Oh, yes, it's true. They'd seen the Makkos, but the rest of the Bible was still about him. And Klal Yisrael, with Moshe Nefesh, to be mentioned before, to bring the Korban Pesach, they displayed the Gewaltiger Madrega of Emunah. There's a Murdik Avot in just, before we continue on this very point, on this week's parasha, it's taken the post of the Vayishna says you should go out of Mitzrayim, Nalechem Beraglechem. Wear shoes. Also, to say you'd be ready to wear shoes. That was what to wear when they're going out from Mitzrayim. Makelchem beyetchems. Interesting, the choice of shoes. So I'm sure this is Chayy Levracha. I go volding a pshat. We know from Parsha Shmos, as in the presence, in the company of the Rebbein Shloilam, Megeinish Mitzich. Shalom Aleichem Araglach. Because shoes is a show of dominionship. We take animals and we shack them, we use their skins, and we walk in there, we use that skin, a show of bios, of shlita. In the presence of the Boyish Rabishdazazach, Shalom Alechem Aragrecha. In Yitzis Mitzrayim Velel, Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Boyish Mazdech, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu, the Boyish Mazdech, Ali Malach, Le Torah, Le Shliach. So what the Dav Zayin in the company of the Boyish Rabishdazach, we should walk to them without shoes. Shalom Alechem Aragrecha, the Boyish Mazdech, Can it become game in Chich? So the Shalei, the Boyish Mazdech, Na Lechem Baraglechem, I want you to wear shoes, because I want you to show that Shalom Alechem Aragrecha is in respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Boyish Mazdech, I want my respect. I want you to show me that you have emes emunah that after being here for 210 years, we're about to go out. And that kind of thing, seeing everything that Maisit hadn't happened, Parei was in the Chalz Kishlam Dolan Fest. Now, Reichem Raglein HaMishon, rather you should wear shoes and display with that you have full emunah in me, that I'm about to believe what I'm telling you that you're about to. You bring the Korban Pesach, or Meshechtas, or Mefabrentas, people have said, the Neisoscha, as Psilei, Mitzitzifun, all the show emunah wearing shoes, which is that you're about to go out to Mitzitzah, it's not happening. So that look till Chatzos, after Chatzos, Klaus already saw it all. There already was it was a great madrigal, and a meister Klaus saw. Chanish can be the greatest tzaddik among us. Chanish can be more dos zatish. When once the Mitzrayim were all lying there dead, the Paro was running around in a panic looking for Moshe Aaron. It wasn't the same. The real show of madrigal of Emunah was Klaus on Gevizen. This Chatzos, the Moshe was again like Malti Kisiat. That Kaiser lifts themselves up to Gvaltig and level in Emunah, and Lechem Raglechem, Shech, the Nest, the Korban Pesach. That was what, and we tap in every year to this Gvaltig Zman Mesugal, and this Zman Meyuchod, where Kaiser lived on such a high Madrega of and display of Emunah of Mesiris Nefesh for Emunah of Hashem. That's what Faket, other rabbi, the Ikke Sipri Yitzim Strayim, the Grisa Choshim Chelik Yitzim Strayim, is Biz Chatzois. Today that we should ourselves inspire ourselves on very aggressive ma'aminim durch unser Sidvi Sias Mitzrayim b'leil seder. Have a good Shabbos. Oh, yeah.